here's a story from The World.
Language is about more than just words. Embedded in language are traditions and cultures that go back thousands of years. This is something that a town in Sweden is well aware of. People there are working to preserve an ancient language called Älvdalen. Here with that story is The World's Bianca Hillier.
The small town of Älvdalen offers the same idyllic scenery found throughout Sweden. There's a river nearby and lush Swedish forests at every turn. But the town's native tongue, Älvdalen, doesn't sound anything like the national language.
The lexicon, the vocabulary, is as far from Swedish as Icelandic.
That's linguist Yair Sapir, who knows Älvdalen well. To show just how different it is to Swedish, I asked him to say the same sentence in both languages. In Älvdalen,
Ig uxer över uvändes viktigt bevara älvdalsku.
And in Swedish,
Jag tycker det är mycket viktigt att bevara älvdalskan.
In English, by the way, that means I think it is very important to preserve Älvdalen. Preservation is vital at this point. Älvdalen has been losing speakers at a concerning rate for about 100 years now. It initially came under threat as people traveled around the country more. Swedish began to take over, and Älvdalen was stigmatized.
My parents spoke Älvdalen with each other and with my grandma and with my aunts and uncles and everybody around. But when they turned to me, they spoke Swedish.
Ulla Schut was born in Älvdalen. She says her parents spoke Swedish with her because that's what was spoken in schools. Students were even discouraged to speak Älvdalen in the classroom. Now, there's only about 2,500 speakers left. Schut is part of an organization working to change that trend. It's called Ulumdalska.
And it means, let us speak Älvdalen.
Bjorn Rienström is part of the team. He helps run Älvdalen lessons on Facebook.
Brinden gick fram stugan.
That's Rienström teaching members how to say, the moose went to the cottage in Älvdalen. 1,800 students are paying attention from around the world. Some have connections to the region, and some are just language nerds.
America, Australia, South America, Indonesia, Haiti, Cap Verde. People read it. People are saying that they want to go to Älvdalen and help the language to survive.
That support warms Rienström's heart because Älvdalen is at risk of dying out. The language does have backing from the local government, which helps, for example, by paying for signs that say, Welcome to Älvdalen in Älvdalen. But the national government is a different story. They consider Älvdalen a dialect of Swedish, not a language. Swedish MP Peter Helander recently asked in Parliament why that's the case, in Älvdalen.
Det här är älvdalska, alltså en spillra av fornnordiska som vi har kvar i Sverige.
Before the culture minister could answer the question, the parliamentary speaker interrupted.
Tack så mycket och jag vill påminna ledamoten att språket i kammaren är svenska.
She said only Swedish may be spoken in the chamber, no other languages. MP Helander says the speaker's mistake proves his point that Älvdalen should be considered its own language. Ulla Schut from Älvdalen says getting this accreditation is key.
If we get a recognition, it would be a lot easier to get into the school system. And if we are going to succeed with our goals to revitalize our language, we have to teach our younger generation.
Schut says losing Älvdalen would be a major loss.
It's a part of our identity. It's a part of our culture. And if part of your culture and your identity dies, the part of yourself dies.
Schut says she and others will continue to fight to make sure that doesn't happen to Älvdalen, the forest language that the small town of Älvdalen is proud to call their own. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
We'll be right back. You're with The World.